The following is a best of edition of HealthWise Radio.
This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
On our show today, we're going to be talking about how to protect our immune system. January is unfortunately one of the peak months for cold and flu season. We're going to talk today about how to protect ourselves, and we're going to talk about a little bit about prevention and a little bit about recovery. I am joined today by Amanda Burke. Amanda is a certified holistic nutritionist and life extension expert. With over 10 years of experience working with nutraceutical, herbal medicine, homeopathy, energy medicine, nutrition, and detoxification. She is a passionate consumer advocate and promoter of safe medicine. You can check Amanda out at www.naturallyamandaburke.com. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Julie.
So nice to have you back on our show, and I guess a Happy New Year to you as well.
And Happy New Year to you also.
Yeah, so, you know, we're in that peak season, and, you know, in natural medicine, I often think of a phrase, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Benjamin Franklin said this. He was talking about fire prevention, but it really applies here too, doesn't it?
It does, and I think either he or someone else said something similar, that when you take a drug, you have to recover twice, once from the drug and the second time from the illness itself. So
okay.
Working with prevention and trying to let the body's natural healing forces build up is definitely the preferred way to go.
Okay. And, you know, Amanda, as a natural practitioner, what are some of your absolute must-haves for cold prevention?
Absolute must-haves would be a oregano oil with black cumin seed combination for deep immune healing and fighting infections of all kinds. You could have a virus, you could have a bacterial infection, a parasite, any kind of pathogen, and it will target it.
Okay.
So I love to have that on hand for myself. Also, always having probiotics on hand.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of your immune system is found in the gut, and much of that is comprised of microbiota, healthy gut flora.
Okay.
Vitamin D3 is a must in the right dose. Definitely vitamin C, and any kind of stress reduction or prevention strategy that you have is going to increase immunity and mm-hmm. support the thymus gland.
Excellent. We often don't think about that stress factor, mm-hmm. but as we had a talk yesterday and we listened to a doctor talk to us about how the stress can just affect us all over. So even important for our immune system.
Absolutely.
Okay.
When cortisol is high, it kind of suppresses the immune system
mm-hmm.
and the body's ability to heal.
Okay. Now, I find, you know, we can be perfectly healthy one day and all of a sudden, boom, it creeps up on you and you're not feeling good. How important do you find it to prepare the natural medicine cabinet before you get sick?
I think that's super important and always a great idea. You should have your cupboards well stocked with the right probiotic, again, oregano with cumin, D3. Some essential oils are great to have on hand, like eucalyptus and thieves.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're not caught off guard, and if you're in a position where you're really bedridden and you can't get out to the store, it's, you know, the same temperature as the North Pole as we've had these last couple of days.
For sure.
I don't know if you realize that, but on the Weather Network it showed that Toronto's temperature was the same as what was going on at the North Pole.
Wow.
So you don't exactly want to leave the house when you're sick and you have those temperatures outside. So if your cupboard is well stocked, then I think you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm. And for me too, with kids, if I'm not feeling sick, you know, mm-hmm. the kids need to be taken care of. So it's so important to have that good stocked natural medicine cabinet.
Definitely. Be your own doctor as mm-hmm. much as you can.
Okay. If you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. My name is Julie Beaver, and I'm your host. Today, we're talking with Amanda Burke. We're talking about how to protect our immune system and how to fight off these pesky colds and flus that we're faced with at this time of year. Now, Amanda, you mentioned probiotics as one of those must-haves.
Mm-hmm.
They say they actually create our immune system. Is this a fact?
They do. They are living organisms that are a part of our makeup.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have trillions of these bacteria, and they create vitamins, like vitamin K2. They create short-chain fatty acids. They go to work for us in creating B12, and they create a number of immune compounds as well. So they're very active, and the more we study them, the more we learn that there's more and more that they do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have depleted our supply, then our immune system will be at risk. So things that deplete good gut flora include caffeine or coffee.
Okay.
Creates a very acidic environment that kills off good microflora.
Mm-hmm.
Sugary diets, sugary sodas, that will feed yeast and other pathogenic bacteria, crowding out the good gut flora.
Okay.
And creating an ecosystem that doesn't favor the good flora proliferating and prospering there. Other things include stress. Antibiotic use is a big one. Antibiotics mm-hmm. are still over-prescribed, and they're prescribed for things that sometimes they have no application for, like viral infections.
Yeah, I know. I've heard. We see this still so often.
It happens still, right?
Yeah.
Someone will walk into the doctor office and say that I have, you know, cough, cold, fever, flu infection, and the assumption is it's a bacterial infection and you're given antibiotics. But if you have a viral infection, the antibiotics did nothing for you, and they actually further depleted your immunity and the strength that was already waning. So
mm-hmm.
it's important to know what you're dealing with, first of all, but definitely antibiotics have a big role to play in why we're so depleted in probiotics.
Okay. And those good bugs are very important. And unfortunately, those things that you just mentioned, many, many of them are common things that we do every day, like the caffeine consumption.
Yes.
So we, and I know my listeners out there, some of them are not going to give up their coffee in the morning.
Mm.
So we can help to reflourish by using things like NACA Neutral Probiotic.
Exactly. I myself do not want to give up coffee, so I make sure every evening I take a probiotic. You don't want to take your probiotic too close to coffee, so drink your coffee first, then have it, you know, an hour away if you can, or just leave it till the evening time when you're neither eating nor drinking, and it can really take root and inoculate in your gut.
Mm-hmm. And I find that's true with a lot of things. I tend to encourage people just to take their supplements with good old water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the coffees, the teas, the caffeines, because sometimes they can leach or block and disrupt the product that we're taking, so we're wasting our hard-earned money.
Yes, best mm-hmm. to take it on an empty stomach, for sure.
Okay. Now, NACA Neutral Probiotic has become one of the most popular probiotics we carry. Why do you find people are loving this one so much? Because I know you work with this one closely, too.
Yes, absolutely. So it's very complete. It's a good healthy dose of 45 billion living organisms. Sometimes you see probiotics with just 10 billion living organisms, and that doesn't do a whole lot. You mm-hmm. need a good healthy dose of at least 45 billion. And then it's also dairy-free, so you don't have to worry if you have a dairy allergy. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's gluten-free, so it's very safe for our celiac friends. It's non-irradiated. A lot of supplements are exposed to irradiation in the manufacturing process. You
okay.
don't always see that on a label, but it's good to look for.
Mm-hmm.
It's GMO-free. We don't want to be coming into contact with GMOs if we can avoid it. And it also contains 250 milligrams of L-glutamine, which is in there to heal leaky gut. Often, the bad dietary habits that we talked about, the antibiotics, pharmaceutical drugs, high sugar, lots and lots of dairy, mm-hmm. these types of things will cause ruptures in the intestinal tract, and the gut becomes actually leaky and porous. The integrity of the gut lining is disturbed.
Okay.
So that full-size food particles and toxins and things that do not belong in the blood just filter right into the blood.
Okay.
And they set off the immune system, and it's been linked to allergies and even mental health issues. So we want that the integrity of the gut lining or that gut barrier restored.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do that most effectively is by taking in or supplementing with glutamine, because it's the number one fuel source for the intestinal cells.
Okay.
They're going to use it to heal and carry out their various activities.
Okay. That's so important, because the more we look at the what people are suffering from all around us, I think there's many people out there who have this leaky gut issues that they don't even know that this is what they're suffering from.
Yeah, and if you don't take care of it, you can't have a healthy immune system.
No. Okay. Now, we're talking about the probiotics important for the prevention side of things. When we fall victim to things like cold and flu, are these going to help us recover quicker as well?
Yes, you'll definitely recover quicker than your peers.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that people who do take a drug approach have a cold, a cough, a fever, flu, lingering for a lot longer than it takes you.
Okay.
They could go on being sick for weeks and weeks and weeks, and you wonder if it was even helpful that they had a drug intervention.
Because
again, the drugs do suppress the immune system, and you recover twice, once from the drug and once from the illness.
Okay.
All that a drug will do is suppress symptoms and make you feel a little more functional. But again, it can take a lot longer as a result to get rid of the initial infection.
Okay. And good morning, listeners. If you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open Monday to Sunday for all your healthy shopping needs. Join us today for day two of our open house, where we have discounts on all our vitamin supplements, body care, food. We'll have in-store demonstrations, and we're having a great visit from Anna Olson at noon today. On our show today, we're talking about protecting our immune system. We're talking with Amanda Burke, and we've been talking about probiotics. Now, Amanda, one of the other things you mentioned was oregano. It is very popular in our store for cold and flu prevention, and I find it great for the recovery side of things as well. And you mentioned the black seed, and I know NACA mixes their oregano with black seed. What does this do for our immune system?
Yes, so each of those herbs are powerful for fighting infection on their own, and black seed is great for actually building the immune system. But whenever you combine two or more herbs together, you get what are called synergistic effects, and then in that way they are greater than the sum of their parts. You get new properties that weren't there before when the herb was just on its own.
Okay.
So oregano oil is antiparasitic, antibacterial, antifungal, it's antiviral, it's anti-everything. So it's a safe bet if you have an infection. You don't need to really guess what is the cause necessarily, which pathogen is to blame.
Okay.
You can take oregano oil and it'll pretty much deal with it. And then with the black seed oil, there's a great article on greenmedinfo.com with the subject heading, "The Remedy for Everything Except for Death." So it has a similar broad application. It builds the immune system at a deep level. It's been used for centuries in the Middle East. It's involved in cooking in the Middle East. A lot of rice dishes will include black seed because it's actually just a tasty culinary spice. But again, if you combine these together, you're going to get a more powerful result. And if your body has become used to either one of them, it will not be used to it when it's in combination, because it's like a brand new herb.
Okay. And for those of us who cannot tolerate and we don't like oregano oil, NACA also does a black seed on its own if we want to consider that particular.
Yes. The taste is very strong. Oregano oil's key ingredient is carvacol. That's the active compound. And it does have a bite to it. So if you don't prefer that, then you might just take black seed oil by itself.
Okay. And I have found that combining that a little bit of that black seed oil with some good raw local honey, just awesome for the immune and for sore throat.
Yes, exactly. If you add honey, that will taper down any other savory taste or bitter, strong taste.
Yeah, because, you know, we underestimate good quality things in our cupboard. We're talking about spices here. Honey, we should all have some good local honey, and we want to encourage that you get the local, the more local, the better.
Local, raw, unfiltered, that's what's best.
Okay, excellent. Now, we've talked about this oregano killing bacteria. Is it selective, or is it going to also kill some of our good bacteria? Should we be remembering to do our probiotics whenever we use things like oregano oil?
Yes, it doesn't appear to be too selective. So we do want to replenish our gut flora every evening.
Okay.
As a result.
And it's very important for those, like I tend to use oregano as I need it if I feel things or if I'm surrounded by people with germs.
Mm-hmm.
But we have customers who are using it every single day. So they really need to supplement with those good bugs.
Yep, or they might take a break, cycle it on 5 days off, 2 days, take a couple of weeks off, or try something like oregano with cumin, because again, it's kind of like taking a new herb. It's a different experience in the body. It's kind of like exercise when you switch things up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I often, you know, we get creatures of habits, but we don't eat the same food every single day. So sometimes it's good to mix up the supplements that we're using.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, Amanda, you mentioned vitamin C. I think this is one of the most underestimated vitamins out there when dealing with colds and flus.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this helpful for us?
Well, vitamin C is also one of the most researched vitamins that we know of. Dr. Linus Pauling heavily researched vitamin C for its immune building effects. In particular, he studied cancer and vitamin C and found it very beneficial. So if anybody's new to vitamins or questioning its validity, we can look to vitamin C for some of the richest resources of literature.
Okay.
But we need it. It is a water-soluble vitamin, so you're not going to store it in the body. You won't have a ton on hand if you're not intaking it on a daily, regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
You can certainly get it from food. You can get it from broccoli and oranges and apples and citrus fruits. But you can also supplement it to get a very high therapeutic dose.
Okay.
So if you are wanting to prevent, you could just take 1,000 milligrams a day. Or you could take 5,000 milligrams a day.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do that. Or if you're really sick and you are in an acute stage of an illness, you might be taking upwards of 15,000 milligrams a day.
Oh, wow, yeah.
For the first couple of days, 2-3 days,
mm-hmm.
just to kickstart the immune system. So every cell of the body requires it for energy. The adrenals use it up a lot. So if we're stressed, one of the reasons we could feel our immune system is depleted is the adrenals have depleted it, and now the immune system's lacking it as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, can't say enough good things about vitamin C.
Yeah, and it's interesting because when we're sick, this vitamin C is going to make us better, but we're not necessarily going to want to eat all of these foods that are rich in vitamin C. So, again, important to have something that's easy for us to access and take when we're just maybe feeling like a liquid or a drink at some kind instead of all of the other foods.
Yeah, and an interesting little fact about vitamin C is that unlike most mammals and other animals, humans actually do not have the ability to synthesize vitamin C.
No, I've heard this before, often interviewing Dr. Gifford Jones.
Mm.
He's my go-to on C. And yeah, interestingly enough, if an animal is sick or wounded, they'll make tens of thousands of vitamin C.
That's right.
And we are having certain professionals making us afraid to take 1,000.
Yeah, so yeah. We actually need to be consuming it from the diet and or a supplement.
Mm-hmm. And I like to have the powders on hand. I find for my kids, when they're not feeling well, the tablets are way too big and the chewables, they don't necessarily like to chew enough to make their immune system better or recuperate. So I really like to have a powder or a liquid on hand when we're not feeling well.
That's a good point. You can get the higher doses.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Gifford Jones's product has 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. There are some other things in that formula because it's more for the heart.
Yeah.
And NACA Professional has that dose. 2,000 milligrams per one scoop makes it easy to get up to the higher doses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to note, you did mention some people feel, oh, is there an issue taking these higher doses? There's actually zero scientific evidence that large amounts of vitamin C exert any adverse or toxic effects.
Okay.
You know, you could take up to 10 grams a day, no problem.
Mm-hmm. We even see medical professionals like Dr. Rona intravenously using this Yes. And in mega doses without side effects. So it's
intravenous is another great option, definitely.
Yeah, and the Pro-C there that NACA makes, that's nice because if you don't want the lysine and you want your kids to take it, it doesn't have... It actually has a pleasant taste to it. So
yeah, if you don't want the lysine and you want to reduce the expense a little bit, it's very cost effective.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. So don't forget your vitamin C. Make sure we got that in our medical prevention natural medicine cabinet. It's like you said, everything, you know, it's not just our immune system, our heart, our bones, our joints, our skin, everything benefits from C.
Definitely.
Excellent. If you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is on every Saturday morning at 9. My name is Julie Beaver, and I'm your host. We've been having a great discussion today with Amanda Burke on how to protect our immune system and how to recover if we do get these nasty colds and flus that are peaking in January and February. Now, Amanda, vitamin D, I think, is the most cost-effective immune agent that we can find out there. How can this help with cold and flu prevention?
Yep, so vitamin D has a crucial role to play with immunity. Mm-hmm. We do know now that if you have a deficiency of vitamin D, you're more at risk for certain types of cancer, including breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
Which is the immune system essentially failing. So we do know that if it has a critical role in these more serious illnesses, that in the more survivable, mm-hmm. Smaller issues compared to cancer, we definitely need vitamin D3 as well.
Okay.
So it's the way the immune system is built. Ideally, you're outside, you're getting enough sunlight so that your body can synthesize enough D3 for you.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you live in the Northern Hemisphere,
which we do,
which we happen to, you absolutely must supplement with vitamin D3, or you're not only at risk for a depleted immune system, but you're at risk for seasonal affective disorder. It will affect your mental state and mood.
Okay. And we've talked about how our mental state and mood and our stress can then affect our immune system.
Exactly.
So
there's a very big link there.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned at the top of the show that dosage is important. So I know some people are getting individual recommendations by having blood work from their doctor. But what's sort of a general dose for an adult?
If you're an adult, I would say 5,000 international units a day is mm-hmm. very good, especially during the winter.
Okay.
I myself, on some days, like you hear, I have a little bit of a cough going on, I will up it to 10,000, 15,000, even 20,000 IUs a day.
Wow.
When you're in the sunlight, within 20 minutes, you're usually synthesizing about 20,000 IUs.
Oh my goodness.
Don't be afraid. It also sounds like a lot more, but really, 1,000 international units is very small. It's only 25 micrograms.
Oh, wow.
And I think back in the 30s, they used to use that unit of measurement, micrograms, when discussing vitamin D3. And then somewhere after the 30s, it turned into international units, and it made it look like these were a lot larger doses than they actually were.
Okay.
And in the States today, you could easily go across the border and get a pill for 4,000 IUs, 5,000 mm-hmm. IUs. Not a problem.
Yeah, and we sort of limit here up in Canada, so I find mm-hmm. the drops for me are super, super convenient, effective, very high absorption for the mom, the dad, the kids, everyone in the family.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Liquids make it easy for sure. I find just a few drops and you've hit those higher numbers.
Yeah, yeah. And interestingly enough, like you said, in our hemisphere up here, we could be out in the sun even if we have a lot of sun during the winter months, and we still won't make it. It's something to do with the direction of the rays and everything else, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
So we have to be extra vigilant, us Canadians.
Mm-hmm. Good. And since Canada is the number one place to live, new studies are showing.
Is that what it's showing?
They are saying we have one of the best places, and we're honestly, I totally agree with all of this new things coming out, and I love our country, and as a woman born, raised here, I would not have had the opportunity to do things like create my own radio show that I do in Canada that if I were born somewhere else.
We're very lucky to be Canadian.
We sure are. Now, the last thing I want to talk to you about, we've got a couple minutes left. We've talked about some of the great herbs, some of the great bugs, probiotics,
yep.
And some of the great vitamins. Now, what about aromatherapy? Because this is a huge category for natural health lovers. And there's some great oils out there that we can have on hand that can be powerful germ-fighting agents, right?
Definitely. So essential oils are an easy access to experience alternative medicine because they're non-invasive. Mm-hmm. You're not having to ingest these things. You're simply inhaling them, and through that inhalation, you're experiencing a number of benefits. So there are a lot out there, but there are some in particular that help with fighting infection and the immune system. So the first one I'll mention is eucalyptus.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
It's a big one this time of year. It's known to open up the airways to allow for easy breathing if you have bronchitis or a chest infection, any kind of upper respiratory infection, bronchitis, laryngitis, sinusitis, any kind of itis that is having to do with the upper respiratory system.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just find your breathing is easier. And then there's also antipathogenic properties, so it purifies the air at the same time.
Okay.
So if you put it in a diffuser, then you're going to be purifying the air around you and breathing in cleaner air.
Now, are there any other essential oils? Because there's
definitely
one.
Definitely. So you've got your eucalyptus, then tea tree is also good for fighting infections.
Okay.
Then you also have thieves. Thieves oil has been made famous due to its use in the medieval times.
Okay.
During the Black Plague. So there is a real story about this, that during the Black Plague, obviously it was a highly contagious disease. They hadn't discovered that public sanitation was important. However, there were some thieves, some literal thieves, that seemed to go by unscathed, and they would rob the corpses of the victims of the plague. They would take their jewelry, gold teeth. And then when they stood trial, they had to come clean as to why they didn't die of the plague.
Yeah.
They had on them a particular blend, now known today as thieves' oil, that's very antibacterial, and they had basically doused themselves in that.
And if you want to check that out, we have the NACA Thieves Oil on sale today, 15% off, as well as all of our vitamins and supplements between 20 and 25% off. Unfortunately, we've come to the end of our show today. I was having a great time talking to you today, Amanda, about all of the things that we can do to protect and prevent colds and flu. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Julie.
For all of our listeners out there, I wish you a very healthy and happy day.
This has been a best of edition of HealthWise Radio.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490, toll free at 1-888-889-7444 or healthwiseonline.com.
Trying to improve the way you eat? Thinking of making a lifestyle change? HealthWise in the Seaway Mall is ready to help you make more positive changes for your health. It's the season of sniffles and colds and flu. Stop by HealthWise today and find out how they can help you avoid these germs with recommendations for fighting off colds and flu. Probiotics, vitamin C, oil of oregano, and more. Take charge of your health. Take care with HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland.